seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam Musa al-Kazim was the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim was the son of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, when we talk about Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we see historically that he left an amazing legacy full of goodness, righteousness, beauty, and he was a brilliant guide for the community in general. And among the unique aspects that marked Imam al-Kazim's personality is his steadfastness and determination, his perseverance in front of the difficult events and the ordeals showered upon him by his contemporary tyrants. Old and young have an amazing opportunity to learn to how to deal with life's difficulties by looking into the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام في وصيته لهشام بن الحكم: ما بعث الله أنبياءه ورسله إلى عباده إلا ليعقلوا عن الله، فأحسنهم استجابة أحسنهم معرفة، وأعلمهم بأمر الله أحسنهم عقلا، وأكملهم عقلا أرفعهم درجة في الدنيا والآخرة.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, in his advice to Hisham ibn al-Hakam, stated, Allah has only sent his prophets and messengers to his servants in order that they may come to an understanding of Allah. So the ones who best need their call are those who have the best inner knowledge, and the ones who know Allah's command the best are those that have the best intellects, and those who have the best, most perfect intellects will be the ones with the highest status in this world and the hereafter.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when talking about the conversations of the infallible imams, we find that the seventh divinely appointed imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, really has some beautiful conversations. Now, even though this infallible imam's life was full of hardships, which included imprisonment, sometimes for long periods of time, and torture as well, we do find that the life of this infallible imam, it has certain conversations that have been recorded in the historical texts, which are truly very beautiful and are applicable even to today's life and today's age, and we can all benefit from these beautiful conversations of these infallible imams.
In one such instance, we find that Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, was speaking with one of his companions by the name of Fadl bin Yunus. And so in this conversation that Imam Al-Kadhim had with Fadl bin Yunus, he talked about an interesting tradition which he himself, Imam Al-Kadhim that is, relates from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam says that the Messenger of Allah says, O people, ya ayyuhan nas. Now an interesting thing in the Arabic, when it says nas, it means people in general. It is not confined to just Muslims. It does not say, ya ayyuhal muslimin, or ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, all those who believe, or all those who are Muslim. It says, ya ayyuhan nas, O people, meaning this is applicable to everybody, whether you're a Muslim or a non-Muslim. There are two ways, the way of good and the way of evil. Therefore, the way of evil must not be more lovable to you than the way of good. In the different decisions that we make in our life, dear friends, we are faced with the decision to take the path and the way of evil, or to take the path and the way of good. The Messenger of Allah here, via Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, tells us that the way and the path of evil must never be more lovable to us, more pleasing, more satisfying, more acceptable to us than the path and the way of good. Meaning throughout our lives, we must always give preference and priority to the path of good. And not only will this bring blessings and bounties and the grace and favor of the Almighty Beneficent Allah in this very world, but it will also bring the bounties and the mercy and the favors of the Almighty Beneficent Allah in the next world. And so there are only two ways, the way of good and the way of evil, and we must always prefer and love the way of good over the way of evil. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Al-Kadhim is actually a short form of Al-Kazim Al-Ghayz, which means somebody who controls the anger. And this issue of controlling our emotions, this is something which is very essential for our success in the hereafter. If you look at the ayat in Surah Al-Imran, the third surah, ayat number 134, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the muttaqeen. But before that, let me read the ayat, two ayats before it, just to give you the preamble of that. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَزْعَافًا مُضَاعَفَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, do not, you know, consume usury, riba. And then وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you may become successful. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Number three, fear the fire of Jahannam, which has been prepared for those who are non-believers. وَعَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Number four, obey Allah and Rasul, so that you may see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, and move quickly towards the forgiveness from your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ, and towards the Jannah, أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, And that Jannah is so vast, it covers the space of the earth and the heavens altogether. U'iddat lil-muttaqeen. Unlike the fire which has been prepared for the kafirin, Allah says this Jannah has been prepared for the muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? This is the ayat where Allah says, Alladhina yunfiquna fis-sarra'i wal-dharra. The first quality of muttaqeen is that they are those who give in charity in good times as well as difficult times. But they give. When their financial situation is good, they give more. When the financial situation is restrained, they still give, maybe less. And number two, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. The second quality of the muttaqeen is that they control their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Number three, they forgive the mistakes of the people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who do good.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
خلق الله يا من قد جئت